Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We wanted to encourage you. You're our community. We want to inspire you. We want to hear back from you how this is encouraging you. We have three more prophetic words from Pastor John Kilpatrick. He entitles these words, Against All Odds, Not Too Fast, and Am I Dreaming? Check it out.
Number four, Against All Odds. This is an early morning dream that I had 2 weeks ago. I saw modern day David emerge from the shadows with a slingshot in his hand and a fistful of extra stones. It was not the Goliath of old that this David confronted, but a structure. It was a structure, an elaborate structure under construction. It was gigantic. It had a network of chambers in it. The height and the breadth of it was intimidating to look at. As I saw David standing there before such a structure, I could not help thinking how insignificant and inadequate that little David appeared. As he released the stone from his sling, it appeared at first to be random and without direction. It appeared to miss the mark because I could hear it ricochet and hit many pillars on the bottom floor. But as it ricocheted, it gained strength and quickly began to climb from the bottom pillars to the very apex. It did not implode. The building did not implode as one might imagine, but it toppled and fell like a giant head first. All this happened so suddenly, even as cranes and armies of workers were continuing to erect this monstrosity. I could not help but think of the mighty Tower of Babel being interrupted and brought to confusion. I do not know the full interpretation of what I saw, but I do know that great rejoicing broke out in the streets below. Multitudes cheered and a roar of excitement echoed across the cities of this nation. Something sinister and evil had just collapsed. Number five, not so fast. Although I interrupted the reign of Jezebel, her downfall was sudden and totally unexpected. But as it was with Jezebel of old, her feet, her hands, and her skull survived. The feet speaks of where she's been. Her hands speaks of what she's done. And the skull speaks of her evil intentions. These forensics will cause her to surely be found out. It has been hidden and covered up, but it has not been buried. The land is in chaos and must be requited because of the shedding of innocent blood. By the way, the house of Ahab will also come to naught this year. Here's the first word of knowledge. Number one, am I dreaming? Within a period of 12 hours, your misfortune will be transformed into a fortune. It will simply be the mercy of your loving Father. This will be a divine retribution for the injustice that you have had to endure. When the gavel comes down, you will keep asking, did this really happen or am I dreaming?
That's so powerful. We're going to make this available to you. But God showed me, you know, the same as you show in Pastor John Kilpatrick, that I was in this courtroom and the evildoer was there. Nobody believed justice was going to come. And the prosecutor was saying, you know, justice is coming. We didn't say nothing. We thought, you know, it's been so long since justice came. And all of a sudden, as soon as the prosecutor turned around, the gavel of the judge came down without even presenting the case. And as soon as the gavel came down, just like Pastor John Kilpatrick said, gold rain started coming. John, it was so thick we couldn't even see.
Gold rain.
It couldn't even see. Hopefully they'll show a little bit of gold rain. But they couldn't even see each other because provisions come. And listen, the devil's got to pay back seven times what he stole from you. Jezebel has been, which is devil working through a Jezebelic principality, as he talks about in Revelation chapter 6. And you got to stop tolerating Jezebel. Stop tolerating people having unnatural controls on you. If you're not an authority, stop taking that authority. That's Jezebelic. You just want to be able to submit to God's established authority in you, in your life. And if you are a person of authority, take your keys back and lead. I think about Coach McCartney with the Promise Keepers and his book Sold Out. He said, listen, father, dad, you're supposed to be the head of your household and lead that thing. Don't ask for it back. Don't beg for it back.
Take it back.
Not because you're not being mean, you shouldn't be mean. It's the fact that God didn't ask you if you would like to. You need to protect your family by being the head of the household. And you think about God's going to deal with the head, the hands, and the feet of Jezebel that was left behind, because after she was killed by Jehu, I think about the president, Donald J. Trump, Donald Jehu Trump. Oh, my goodness.
I think we have a segment.
I think we do. And so you're looking at that now, it's going to be rooted up. All the things that that Satan has done through people's hands, it's going to be rooted up. Everything that he's done through the mind, you know, Revelation chapter 2 talks about when he deals with Jezebel, he deals with what's in your head and what's in your heart and what your hands ended up doing because of what was that you had in your heart. And he's also going to deal with the feet, you know, where they went. And notice that this is not, when you see people, this is what Dr. King said. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said this. He said, listen, there's good people in America. The issue was is the bad people basically had the mic, paraphrasing it. But what he was saying was, I have confidence that the good people in America are going to rise up. And he was right. Because as soon as the majority of the people saw what was happening to our citizens of America, they rose up and said, this is over. And that's when the Civil Rights Act happened. And Dr. King was right. And don't judge all of America by the four people in some little fancy outfit and a sign they just made up. Understand there's people, they're just trying to earn a living, they're trying to take care of their family. We're fixing to come to a close here, but we want to hear from you. I'm hoping these words encourage you and inspire you. Grab a hold of them.
Yes.
Don't listen. If somebody starts criticizing you because of this word, and you hear a comment come up or something, don't worry about that. They're trying to snuff out your blessing. We want you to have that blessing. So if you're claiming that word, let us know. Call us. You know, email us so you can see how to contact us below. Leave a comment going, I claim that word. I claim this word. I claim that word. And just write it down, put it up, you know, put it in a reminder on your telephone where it just pops up every single day or every week and go, that's my word. You know, God's bringing interruptions against all odds. It's just like David and Goliath. Quit thinking because it's bigger than you that God's not bigger than it. You got to remember that your God is bigger than your mistakes. Our God is bigger than your problems, and he's bigger than giants, because giants are going to come down all across the land. They're coming down. The reason why we're here instead of Texas, God told me, if you will stay here, I'm going to take down Jezebel. And guess what? By golly, by the Lord, she's come down. She's fled. She's ran off. Those are how captive by her took off. And it's just ding, dong,
the witch is dead.
Praise God. We've got to close out in prayer right here. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. I just want to bless you as our community right now. Father God, I thank you for those that are watching right now. Lord, I pray that you'd reach out and you would touch them. Right now, they need healing. They need deliverance, Father God. Right now, they need inspiration. Let these words just penetrate their spirit. Stir them, God. I pray for dreams and visions over our community, Father God, that you would touch them, inspire them. Let them hear your voice. Let them cause them to have a desire to abide. Go to I Abide, Lord, to begin to abide with you, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, as you're doing, we're seeing it, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless, and we love you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.